We start with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Now, I think we'll turn it over to Fred.
We hopefully have in front of you, or an electronic version of what I call version 3. If you see a signature line for the secretary at the end of it, you've got the final version.
Yes.
Okay. Manny, because I think you had indicated that you may not have received. You do have.
But I have a hard copy.
That's the last version.
I have a hard copy.
This is sort of a compilation of some input from, you don't have that one?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I bet we can solve that.
Kathleen does not have what we have.
Thank you.
The only difference in that one is that signature line.
Okay.
Everything else was addressed in the second version. But this is sort of a compilation of some input that Wilbur had received from some individual members. And I think at this point, we just kind of need to, if y'all will make some changes or additions or so, or let it stand like it is.
My question, I called you about it, is it said must do 12 community a year. And if he just goes to the leaders' luncheon, that's 12 right there. So I think 12 is, we should just encourage, like we did Jim, to participate. I don't know if we should limit the number or put an express number in it.
And I expressed some questions about that. I thought we probably didn't need that at all.
I don't either. It's just whatever you all
want. I'm sure Brian's going to be busy getting to know the community and letting the community get to know him. But
well, I think we did with Jim. It was a matter of when his review, we encouraged him to do that. And I think that's probably all we need to do and not put it in a contract.
I was the one that suggested that, and I know that the new CEO is going to probably do a way lot more than that. There's no doubt in my mind, just his regular meetings and so forth. I used to like to have things that I could look at and see a number when I evaluate and do evaluation. I see some reason I put a number down. There's no doubt he's going to do just by the nature of the job, he has to do more.
But contract is so much different than. Saying we want you to do this and then evaluating whether he does it or not, because we can give him tasks that are not in the contract.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So I just hate.
I have no. Either way, I will have no problems whether it's if the language remains or if the language is taken out. It as long the message is out, and that's what's important.
Okay.
I've got one comment and. That regards 4C, the pay for performance. Since we have attached the CEO salary to the raises that we give all of our personnel, we've now got this pay for performance as a possibility. If we want to give a bonus on top of the 3 or 4% or whatever. So I don't think that we need to tie it as closely to the same format and coming up with percentages and all that kind of stuff. I think we can still look at the ratings as they regard our strategic plan, but it won't have to be in the same vein that we were doing it when our whole evaluation of our CEO was dependent upon that. And whether or not they got a raise.
I'm confused as to what your question about CES. What do you...
Okay.
Because it doesn't limit, it doesn't... there's no percentage in here.
Right. Well, it says that that they will, the salary is tied to the, why am I not coming up with the name of it? The percentage.
Market level increase?
The market level adjustment.
The market level adjustment. Mm-hmm. So our CEO's salary will go up with the market level adjustment. So that may be all we want to do. And typically it's a similar amount to what we have added, though we've had to go through an evaluation system to add that because it wasn't tied to the market level adjustment. The advantage is...
It says it will not be here.
It will be.
Payment will not be part of the base compensation for purposes of retirement benefits. If that's for purposes,
you're
of
looking
calculation.
At pay for performance.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you said.
And basically, pay for performance is something we can choose to do on top of the market level mm-hmm. adjustment. The market okay. level adjustment is automatic mm-hmm. by this contract. We can do a pay for performance, or we cannot do it. It wouldn't be an expected thing. It would be a bonus. If we felt that our CEO performed better than the automatic 3 or 4 or whatever percent, then we could go through this. So to me, to arrive at a paper for performance does not have to be the system that we've done before of going through all these things and checking it off and coming up with percents and then figuring it out and deciding, okay, we want to add this much. It is literally a bonus that we can justify with whatever has happened that we think is so wonderful that it goes above and beyond the automatic.
And I think that's what it says.
Yeah.
It is.
But I'm just bringing this up and saying...
Well, that's a separate thing because when we go to a performance evaluation, we can change. We can throw that out and do it any way we want to. You see what I'm talking about?
I do.
What are you asking for, Katrina?
Well, I'm just saying we've kind of got to look ahead at how are we going to evaluate things at some point, whether we decide it today or whether we don't. We've kind of got to project, okay, what's our evaluation going to look like? Another question is, a lot of the contracts that we had to look at did an evaluation after 6 months. Do we want to, not as part of the contract, but do we want to say, okay, in 6 months, we're going to sit down with Brian and we're going to say, here's some things I see that may need to be tweaked. Here's some things that are going great. If we wanted to do that, and again, I wouldn't put that in the contract. That would just be a understanding between us that it's probably good to give some direct feedback after 6 months.
Oh, I think so too.
I might agree.
But that's not in the contract.
Yeah, but that's not in the contract. Yeah, okay.
By the way, F is that community. Is that going to be taken out, please?
Yeah, yes.
Yes, ma'am. We can take it out.
Is that
Letitia can bring it up and take it out.
Can I make some comments?
Yes, of course
can
you may.
Yeah. Before you guys,
yes,
I mean,
of course
I know you guys are going to do whatever you want anyway, no matter what comments I say, but I'm going to make
comments. You don't need sarcasm.
I'm going to make my comments for the record anyway.
You don't need sarcasm.
Well, after listening to the past meeting, there's sarcasm. So I'm going to talk about 4C. Our CEO... and I'm going to start by the city of Kissimmee. Our manager doesn't take any more than what we give as a raise to our employees every year. Because the ones that are completing the work are the employees. This board gives direction to the CEO. The CEO gives directions to its vice presidents to their employees. Employees do the work. So I don't see why we have to be locked in to give any extra paper for performance when the performance is being done by the employees. When we talk about market level adjustments, if I go back to my city manager and you look at his salary is way before, under any other city manager or city our size. And no matter how many times we try to raise his salary, this is the type of individual he is. He says, no, I'm fine with this. As long as my employees are fine and taken care of, I'm fine. That's a sign of leadership. That's a sign of someone that is really running an organization the right way. I don't believe in pay for performance. I also don't believe that when we do the CEO's evaluation, his or her VPs are tied to his evaluation.
They're not with this.
And so those, that's just my comment. When it comes to 4E.
Can I make a comment before you go to something else?
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. And this contract unties the VPs from the CEO's pays. They're all now the same market level increase. This pay for performance. I wish I could say that.
C, performance.
C is in case something really dramatic happens and we really think we need to go above and beyond the across the board thing. It's not an every year thing.
And so my comment is, if you're willing, because it's something out of the normal, and if you're willing to do that to your CEO, I think you should do the same thing for the employees of this company, which are the ones that are making the CEO look good at that moment. It's just my comment. So
I agree with you,
I'm
but the one thing, let me say, it says may, it doesn't say shall.
Right. Okay.
And not only that, we don't establish the employee's salary. The CEO does.
No, we establish the raises market that we level. Give every year.
Yeah. Okay.
We do.
That's what we establish.
Okay, we can establish
and,
that.
And that is, I know very well we don't establish their pays. We establish their races.
Okay.
Trust me, I know quite a bit. So I'll move on to, and those were just my comments.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
On the pay for performance, I think we may be getting hung up on that particular term. Why not just say a bonus? Because typically pay for performance, you're working toward certain criteria for the whole year, not just at a specific time. So to me, it really should say more, be phrased more like a bonus than pay for performance.
And it says that in the first sentence, may establish a pay for performance bonus payment from time to time.
Are we also going to establish a bonus for the employees? If you've given a bonus to your CEO?
A bonus or pay for performance for the CEO, it would have to be, to me, attached to the performance of the, if he did something special, it's because the KUA shined for some reason. And if he's that, and then, like I always said, when the things go right, the captain is in charge, and if it goes wrong, he's still in charge. And so I could see that. But with the language, where it says may establish, it might not happen. We might not never, and if we gave, and I think if we were going to give a special bonus to the CEO, I think that there'll be something also done for staff. I don't think it'll be separate.
Yeah, and I get it. Just want to let you guys know, you guys are interpreting the language of a contract, and we're not attorneys. So a long time ago, I learned to just read and not interpret in my own mind of what I think it really means, because I'm not an attorney, so I'm not allowed by law to do that. So again, that was just my comments that I had, thinking of employees, thinking of the CEO. The CEO shines because its employees do their job, and that's just one of my comments. I'll move on to 4E. Big believer of the vehicle allowance. CEO should have his vehicle. What I question is back here where it says CEO, general manager, is allowed to use the vehicle for personal use. Personal use, you don't really have to interpret it. The word says what it is. It's personal use. It's not company use. It's personal use. We know that Brian is not going to do that. but you leave it open for... So I think that personal use should be striked out of the contract when it comes, again, my comments. And then I'll move on to item 4F. You know, I believe that he should not be tied to certain specific dates, but I think that it should be in there that the president and general manager should participate in community events.
I think that's probably a good change.
You know, to have that at least established in there. We're not going to tell him how many he has to do because his hands are, as you know, are tied and busy as it is running this organization. But at least we should leave that in there so, you know, when his time, when he's available, he should attend community events. And that's just my comments on those items. Everything else.
So you're suggesting then just eliminate in at least 12.
Yeah, and just to say, should participate in community events. And don't say annual, what it's just community events.
Yeah.
And then we leave it up to his his description and his time, you know.
Well, my comment on that one was that the CEO is expected to attend community events, so that we expect that from him, and without the number.
Yeah, I mean.
And of course, if he didn't, then you.
Then we'll worry.
He's terminated.
Or suggested.
I mean, Brian participates in events as it is now. You know, he's always been in events. We've seen him. You know, every time there's been events at the Lakefront Park and wherever KUA is at, I've always seen Brian there. In the event. So this is something that he knows. He's done it already, but at least you have it in there. But you don't tie him in to specific time, dates, or anything out of the year. It just leaves it open, should participate.
I think we've done that.
Okay, so we agree we're going to strike at least 12 and then also strike the last word annually.
Yes.
Now what, on personal use?
No, community.
No, on the community thing.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So she'll participate in community events, period.
So you guys agree where they can use their vehicles for personal use?
You got to take a look at what does personal use mean. If
he gets to use it whenever he wants.
Right, but say, for example, he's home.
Yeah.
And you're just out of, and he has to go to the supermarket to do something, and then he's in the supermarket, and we get him a call. We got an emergency. We want you to come in. Does he have to go back home, get his vehicle, and come back?
So let me put it this way. I worked for government for many years, and I've used state and government vehicles. There was no personal use of the vehicles. Only when I was on call, I was able to have that vehicle for personal use, because if I get called in and have to head out and get my crews out, I had to leave. He's not on call.
He's on call 24/7.
Personal use also means, if you want to play devil's advocate, I'm going to go to Miami Beach.
Well, he's on call when he's in Miami
Well,
Beach.
You know, we need to use just my comments.
I understand that, but what I'm looking at is that if we see that he is abusing this, we certainly can do something about it. And so, therefore, I agree that he should have personal use. But it's not just like we're not going to look and see and what he's doing. We're going to know if he's abusing this, and then we can take action. But I don't think we can micromanage. He can take his personal, use it as personal vehicle, going to the store and maybe back to KUA. That's just micromanaging. I think we just need to leave it.
I think personal use leaves it open for personal use that we don't know what it is. So when we just say related obligations, it's like he can use the car for anything that he needs to do.
Just a comment.
Okay, anything else? Anybody else have something to say?
I have my mind.
One thing, Madam Chairman. If I looked at the agenda first, I would understand. There's a pension resolution that we need to address.
Say it again.
There's a pension resolution.
Going back.
I see. Okay, I am so sorry.
That needs to be addressed prior to
Okay, what is that? Can we see what that is?
And Wilbur may call in Wilbur or Larry.
I'm sorry, Larry.
I'm here.
Just skipped. I just thought you were curious.
I love Brian.
Does Ryan trust you to do that?
No, the reason I'm here is your planning board chairman. It was requested when you were making a contract that the pension board attorney make the changes or see if it's possible to make a change to allow the president general manager be part of the pension. Actually, the pension board in 2014 had approved that and just didn't get approved at this level. So we're already on board with it at our level. And what the attorney found out is if you hire somebody from the inside, then yes, if you accept this resolution, then they can be part of the pension plan, but they don't have a choice. If they're already in the pension plan, so in Brian's case, if he passes, he stays in the pension. If it would have been somebody from the outside, just to explain the rest of the language, they could have made a choice at the beginning to either one
opt out
a different plan or you opt out or to be in. And then once that decision was made, it was one time. So that's what this language will say. Now, the attachment, the language is here in the attachment, similar like I gave you a resolution last month. But it achieves what you've asked for, and it also has been checked by Foster and Foster, and there's no cost to the plan that hurts the bond. So
in other words, Brian's already on the plan, and then this just will re-up him as CEO.
Yeah, it allows him to continue being in the plan, and he has no choice. We can't get out of the plan. By law, you know, since he's in the plan, we didn't have a choice. So the recommendation is to accept resolution 1902.
Thank you so much. I need a motion.
Make a motion to accept.
Second?
Second.
Second. Any questions about this? If no, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mike, sign opposed. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Larry.
Can we go back to the language again? Not that.
Okay. I skipped, and I should not have.
Yeah.
Lenny, I just want to make sure we don't forget to do that.
Yeah. I'm glad you did that. Yeah. I'm very sorry that I skipped. I just went right into it.
Okay. I know. It threw me off. I thought we were done discussing the contract.
No. We had to go back and clean it up.
Could I get feedback from the attorney and the individual that also worked on this contract when they came up with on the personal use of a vehicle? What was the intention? Or what was behind that? I thought because I could be persuaded.
Yeah, it's my understanding, and I wasn't involved in that particular paragraph. I guess the fact that the prior CEO or the current CEO has the use of a vehicle now is the reason we put it in there as a perk.
And also back to your point of it was advantageous for that CEO to have access to the vehicle in cases of emergency or the need to go and conduct unforeseen business at the last minute. So we saw that as a benefit. But again, we were mimicking what the standard practice has been with KUA for years.
Is there a possibility, just for the other concern of the mayor, which could be a valid point, that Miami Beach, he mentioned, and that could be valid. Could
not say Brian. Could there be some to Miami Beach? He better take me if he's going to.
Language restricting distance. I don't know. Versus. Do we just leave it the way it is and evaluate it?
I'm comfortable the way it is. If we put too many caveats in all the contracts, and it really just tightens it.
Can I just say one more? Jim, your VPs, I know they have their take-home vehicles from KUA, correct?
Yes.
Your VPs?
Yes.
Are they allowed, is there anything in their contract or in their employment agreement as VPs, have you put in there where they can use this for personal use also?
I negotiated with the board years ago as part of my compensation to be able to have a vehicle for personal use, for which I pay federal income tax on.
No, I'm talking about your VPs.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I've never negotiated anything like that with my VPs.
So
are they allowed, do you, as the president of this company, you allowed your VPs to use their KUA vehicles for personal use?
Only de minimis. De minimis being defined as you're going home and you need to stop for a quart of milk or something like that. Personally, you're going in there and getting a personal quart of milk, so you put an extra 3 feet on it. That's de minimis. They're allowed to do that. But other than that, back and forth to work and at work.
That's what I wanted to hear. You know, that's the example.
Because I haven't negotiated that as part of their salary.
Yeah.
Which I did years ago with the board. 34 years ago.
Okay. Do we want to let it stand or not?
Madam Chair, can we hear from Brian on this since we're negotiating his contract?
I don't think we need to at this point.
We don't need to have his comment. We're having a conversation about something that he's going to do that his VPs are not going to be doing.
Well, my thought on that, Mayor, I think we should come up with our proposal first. I've not even spoken with Brian about this, so he may say no to everything. As opposed to kind of piecemealing it, I would think we ought to, let's put what we want, and then my suggestion is to ask Brian if he can.
That was my thought, to get it finalized and then let Brian speak to it. So,
I believe that the language, that part of the language there needs to be tweaked out. what the VP just said on the conditions of wear, the same as their VPs are doing.
Kathleen?
The only thing I can see adding would maybe be for personal use except for vacation time or time not on duty, because I really consider our CEO on duty 24/7 unless they're on vacation time. So if we want to restrict it that if he wants to drive to California, he couldn't use that car, that might make some sense. But if he's going to Miami for FMPA, we can't restrict, or going to Tallahassee, we can't restrict those things.
Well, that's work. That's not personal use.
Well, and I think that's what I'm saying is...
I think the simple thing is that it's a perk that we gave to our general manager.
Yep.
A perk. Now, if you don't want to give it as a perk, don't give it as a perk. But don't start putting stuff on it to get it all confused. It's a perk.
And if he abuses
it... It's part of his employment salary. He has to pay taxes on it. Well, he has to pay upkeep. I mean, that's...
I used to have a company vehicle assigned to me that I was allowed to use for anything that I needed to do 24/7 except wrongdoing. And it was specified in my contract, no wrongdoing.
No
transportation of any illegal matters. There was nothing that could come up, that could happen.
So if you're driving around DUI, you can't be using that vehicle.
That's a good thing to add, I think.
So
can we add that? Or is that?
Well, except that.
No?
I guess wrongdoing could start in the middle of your trip, is the only. So.
Well, maybe.
You just have to get a rental car and come back.
He gets drunk on the way home or on the way to work, you know, whatever, he's just stopped. He's not to use the vehicle.
Yeah, but
that is for anybody.
Yeah, I don't.
Hopefully, but at his level.
Well, we did have a city problem.
I remember that.
Yes.
Using a city vehicle. But we can handle that as a board if that happens. Exactly. I mean,
it's okay with me then.
I recommend you guys to leave it alone. Just, you know, because wrongdoing, I mean, I like more the language that he just said that he has with his VPs. That makes more sense.
Okay, so at this point, we're just going to leave it alone? Is that what the board has decided? Okay, anything else that we need to look at before we get to the a changed permanent one that we're going to show to Brian. Anything else, questions? It's more or less just a standard contract, isn't it? It's not.
Yes, yes, it is.
I had a question on D and 4D. I kind of circle the word pension because I guess now that we approved that.
Four, I think she said 4.
Where you at?
Pension board.
4D?
Uh-huh. Four? The word pension.
Oh. Pension. Right.
Pension and 4D. But I guess now because he's an ex-employee or he's an employee, that applies. Because
yes, it does.
Before I was thinking that word didn't apply there.
It does now? Okay. Anything else?
He keeps his same benefits, right, as he had as a VP.
Right.
His benefits don't change.
We need a motion to.
Yes, well, so I think the only change from what's being presented.
It's up in front of us if you want to look at it.
Is, oh.
Take out at least 12 annually.
At least 12 annually.
Wilson.
Need a screen here.
I can't believe our lawyer does not have a screen.
Well, he's got a screen. It's blank.
But it's a very pretty.
Front, right up there.
Excuse me. Maybe I just need to push go or something. Huh?
I thought it was that simple. But I knew you'd know.
Let's disconnect it. That's what I do.
Anyway, I think hopefully the only change is going to be 4.
F. Yep. Okay. She'll participate in community events.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing. Thank you.
So I guess it's it was removed at least 12 and annually.
Thanks a lot, Wilson. Appreciate it. Life is so simple if you know what buttons to push.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept this agreement?
Is now when we want Brian to.
Yeah,
I think we should accept it. Or I think you all should agree to it, and then
we don't have anything for him to accept yet. If we accept it, then he can go with it.
Okay.
I need a motion.
I move.
I need a second. We have a motion and a second. Any other questions today?
I'd like to just clarify for the minutes here. By acceptance, you mean that this is going to be an offer that you're extending to Brian Horton?
Yes.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Passes unanimously. Now.
I think we happen to have him in the audience, don't we?
If you're in the audience, would you come up, please?
Oh, there you are.
Would you like to bring a chair? Huh? Just put him in the middle on a chair.
That's right.
She wanted to sit you right in front of us.
Yeah, front and center. Front and center.
So, Brian.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you sit down here?
Not yet. Excuse me.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, he didn't accept yet.
He hasn't said yes yet.
Okay.
Brian, what are your thoughts?
I have looked at the contract. I am comfortable with the contract. I am pleased and privileged and honored to be your next CEO of KUA. I accept the terms of the contract. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. April 1st, you can sit in that seat.
You mean April Fool?
April Fool?
She's just kidding. You don't know what's going to happen on April 1st.
No, I know.
Just kidding.
He jumped up. What?
You still need some signatures, of course.
Yes.
Let's make sure he doesn't fall down or anything yet.
We had that already. It's in here. If he dies, he
his death is covered by this contract.
Exactly.
Let's get some blood, at least.
Letitia should be back in here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, don't leave. Just we can have you sign the contract now.
They won't let you go until you sign.
Yeah, like, can we poke his finger? Let's get some blood, too.
So we're just waiting.
We're waiting to sign.
The signing ceremony.
There's so many things that can go wrong between now and Letitia coming out.
Yeah, be sure check it out. Make sure we check it when it comes back that it's exactly what we want.
You probably had the board clarify that the motion entailed also authorizes the chairman and secretary to execute the contract.
Hmm.
you know.
Why?
Because that's what you do with all contracts. You get authorization from the board to execute them. You know, just.
Yes.
By the fact that you've accepted it, I would
like to think that you
have the authority to execute it.
I think that's what that implies. Yeah.
It's all about you, Letitia.
We're waiting for you.
The meetings will
take stock.
Why don't Brian? I'll get out of the way, and you can.
Simon's with my blue KUA pen.
Yay! I need a pen. Does it need to be black? It's kind of hard use.
I use a lot. Boy, it sits in my eye.
Don't get nervous now.
Handshaking.
Yeah.
Where's Chris?
What? Yeah, where's Chris? I think we really should have a. Hey. Just stay there because we need.
Pretend that you're going to sign that we're going to take a picture.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody surely has a phone.
I will ask Chris to step in.
Oh, did you?
But I haven't got a response, so.
You want to get up there and let me take a picture, Kathleen?
No, we're just taking the
picture. We're taking a picture of Brian, not us.
Oh, just Brian?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking
Signing Brian. Oh, that's Signing Brian.
If you want to take all of us in, too, that's... Except you two Brian, aren't there.
Chris was waiting for you to sign the contract, you know, to come here.
Thank you all.
No,
you all. I won't let you down.
That's a promise, I hope.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Okay. That being done, is there no further business? Our meeting's adjourned.
It's been an honor.
Thank you all.
It's been an honor.
Brad, thank you.
Taking care of you guys.
Like always.
You're off.